A prosecuting judge in Chile has formally charged former dictator Augusto Pinochet with homicide and kidnapping in one of many pending cases related to human rights abuses committed during his 17-year rule. The judge also ruled that Pinochet is mentally fit to stand trial. This isn't the first time he has faced charges for human rights crimes, but similar cases have been derailed by a Supreme Court finding that the retired general is no longer mentally able. Peter Kornbluh is the author of The Pinochet File, a declassified dossier on atrocity and accountability. He is in Santiago, Chile, and he joins me now. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, what does this ruling mean for General Pinochet?
For Pinochet, it means that he's going to spend the rest of his life, and he's 89 years old now, pursued by prosecutors and judges and his victims until he essentially sees the inside of a court of law. He faces the humiliation today in Chile of being under house arrest and having his arrest and this new indictment be front page news around the world. The decision opens the door for two other major cases against Augusto Pinochet, one for the car bombing assassination of his predecessor's commander-in-chief in Buenos Aires in 1974, and the other financial corruption case tied to the Riggs Bank in Washington, D.C., which has left Pinochet as a kind of Chilean Al Capone here. But it is clear that that he is going to be surrounded by lawyers for the rest of his life.
Just briefly, what makes this case different from previous cases where his lawyers appealed, he was declared mentally unfit, and end of story?
2 years ago, he was declared mentally unfit by the Supreme Court, but in ensuing time, two things have happened. One, he gave a rather coherent interview defending himself and saying he had nothing to apologize for on American television a year ago, in which he appeared quite mentally fit to talk and think. And the second thing is the sudden news last July in the Washington Post that he had had secret bank accounts at the Riggs Bank. Amounts totaling up to $8 million, and that has shocked Chileans as well. And so there's essentially a new kind of climate here in Chile on him and on human rights in general.
Now, the murder and kidnapping charges in this case relate back to a rather infamous operation called Operation Condor. Could you tell us about that?
Operation Condor was essentially a consortium of secret police services here in the Southern Cone that were dedicated to tracking down and eliminating the opponents of military regimes, the military regimes of Chile, Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, Bolivia, tracking those opponents literally all over the world. In the declassified U.S. government documents that we've obtained, there are some references to an International Murder Incorporated. And we know from this history that Chile was Condor One. That's how the secret police of the Chilean forces were referred to. Now, of course, the most famous Condor case actually was an assassination in Washington, D.C., 1976 car bombing that killed former Chilean ambassador Orlando Letelier and an American colleague of his, Ronnie Carpen Moffat. So the United States has a true vested interest in this case here in Chile.
Now, this latest turn regarding Pinochet, what does this mean for Chile?
You know, it really shows that the lid has come off the Pandora's box of the Pinochet era. And his indictment yesterday really, I think, provides a great moral reparation for his victims. And that is truly important in a country where there really can't be closure on the past until there is some form of justice for Pinochet and his highest generals.
Peter Kornbluh is a senior analyst at the National Security Archives in Washington, speaking to us from Santiago, Chile. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.